Welcome back to Current Affairs, our show about the stories of love gone fatally wrong that are in the news right this minute. So these shorter, more contemporary stories come out every Friday, while our extensive, very long full-length episodes come out on Wednesdays. Today, we have a very strange story that keeps getting more and more complicated.
On February 24th, 2023, police in Fairfax County, Virginia, were dispatched to a beautiful five-bedroom home in a town called Herndon. They had been summoned by a 911 call from a woman who had told them that, quote, a friend of hers was hurt. But even from that 911 call, things were confusing, as after the initial female caller, a man got on the phone and said some other man, who was unknown to him, had entered his house, and in response, the man, i.e. the one calling 911, had shot the intruder. Whatever police expected, what they found was worse. Two people lay dead or dying.
The first was Christine Banfield. She was a 37-year-old mother and pediatric nurse and had experienced a number of stab wounds to the upper body. She lay bleeding out in an upstairs bedroom. Nearby, a 39-year-old man named Joseph Ryan was found suffering multiple gunshot wounds to his upper body. Joseph was declared dead at the scene, while Christine was pronounced dead after being rushed to a nearby hospital.
Joseph Ryan was not Christine's husband, as police would later learn. It had been Christine's husband, Brandon, who joined the 911 call and said he shot the unknown man. The initial 911 call had been placed by the Banfield's Brazilian au pair, 23-year-old Juliana Perez Magalhães. Adding confusion to the situation, there was no sign of a break-in at the house.
According to au pair Juliana, she and Brandon had both separately been out of the house that morning. When she returned to the home, she saw a car that she did not recognize. Before going in, she called Christine. When Christine didn't answer, Juliana called Christine's husband, who then came home.
When Juliana finally did go into the home, she told police that she saw Christine suffering from stab wounds and Joseph Ryan holding a knife. That's the point at which, apparently, Christine's husband had stepped in and shot Joseph.
At the time of the incident, police did not make any arrests. And for 7 months, authorities were working behind the scenes to figure out just what the heck had actually happened here. All that was initially said about the link between Joseph and Christine was that somehow they were known to each other.
In October of last year, however, the au pair, Juliana, was arrested in connection with the murders.
The next twist came in December. At a bond hearing that month, prosecutors alleged that Joseph Ryan had been explicitly lured to the house through a fetish website under an account using Christine's name.
Detectives said that someone using Christine's name had been communicating on the fetish site. Lawyers for Juliana said that the most likely answer was that it had, in fact, been Christine on the site. But the prosecution suggested that the communication sounded nothing like how Christine actually communicated, and that they believed it had, in fact, been Juliana using an account impersonating her boss.
A bond hearing at the end of last week continued to see two very different versions of the story being articulated by the prosecution and by Juliana's attorneys. According to Juliana's lawyers, Christine had set it up for Juliana to take the 4-year-old child in the home to the zoo on the day of the incident. The lawyer claimed that Christine was trying to get everyone out of the house because she had arranged to have sex with Joseph Ryan, who she had met on the fetish site.
The problem with the plan, again, this is according to Juliana's attorneys, was that Juliana had forgotten the child's lunch and so had to return home. That's when she saw Joseph's car. At that point, she called Christine's husband, Brandon, who told her to wait and not go in the home until he got there.
When he arrived, Juliana said that she took the 4-year-old to the basement. She also called 911 for the first time, but wasn't sure what to say, so she hung up. Juliana and Brandon also heard some interaction between Christine and Joseph, but they could not tell what it was or if it was consensual. Now, if at this point you're wondering what the heck the deal with Brandon is, apparently he is a special agent for the IRS. So continuing with Juliana's lawyer's version of the story, after she and Brandon heard these sounds, he pulled out his service weapon and went into the bedroom where he found Joseph holding a knife to Christine's throat. This is so crazy, though, that he would be just sitting there with the au pair, waiting around to see what noises are coming out of the bedroom he shares with his wife and another man until that moment, then he decides to go in?
Yeah. From there, it seemed to be some combination of a horror movie and action film. Brandon told Joseph to drop the knife. Joseph told Brandon to drop his gun. Then something cracked and Joseph started stabbing Christine in the neck. Brandon fired, shooting Joseph in the head in a way that would have blinded him but not killed him.
Then Brandon told Juliana to grab another gun that was in a safe in the bathroom, which she did. At that point, she claimed that the blinded Joseph started flailing in a way that posed a threat, at which point Juliana shot him in the heart, killing him once and for all. But is it true? Well, I can't imagine it can be, and it is not, according to the prosecution.
According to the prosecution, Juliana and Brandon had been having an affair. On the day in question, Brandon didn't go to work but laid in wait somewhere near the home. In this telling, the entire quote-unquote relationship between Christine and Joseph was fabricated via this fetish website as part of a complicated plan to clear Christine out of the way and let Juliana and Brandon be together.
They pointed out that when Juliana was arrested in October, all of her clothes had been moved into Christine's closet. There were also pictures of Juliana and Brandon on the nightstand and the dresser in the bedroom. While Juliana's lawyer didn't try to deny that she and the husband of the woman who had been murdered had been having a sexual relationship, they tried to minimize it, saying that Christine and Brandon had a lot of affairs on each other.
Even more dubious, however, records from a nearby shooting range showed that 2 months before the shooting, Brandon and Juliana went alone to the range. A few weeks later, Brandon bought the gun that would eventually be used to shoot and kill Joseph.
Gosh, poor Joseph in this, too.
I know.
He was just coming over for some nookie.
Some fetish, you know, fetish site activities.
During a hearing this week, Brandon's counsel was at the courtroom. For most questions, he invoked the Fifth Amendment, refusing to answer anything that might incriminate him. Brandon remains a subject of the investigation. The case will now be referred to a grand jury. This really seems like one, Andy, that has so much more to this case and definitely the potential to be a very, very long full-length episode.
Absolutely.
Until next time, I'm Jesse Prey.
And I'm Andy Cassette, signing off for Love, Murder, Current Affairs.